last story talked a lot about the classes and the medical community and kind of the struggle to find classes that are effective, and then effective classes getting their funding cut and so on and so forth. And what was the reaction from the healthcare community to this story?
I think that a lot of people just recognize that this is something that's going on, and that really we just reiterated what everyone has been saying and telling me, which is that there are effective programs out there, and we could institute these effective programs. It just hasn't been a priority, and I don't know how that's going to change. In this next story, we'll talk a lot about the cost of diabetes, which I think will underscore the point of needing some sort of classes or management up front that's going to help people treat their disease, because it's incredibly expensive, both in direct costs and indirect costs.
And tell us a little more, if you can give us a preview of the story that will be coming on Sunday addressing the financial part of diabetes.
Yeah, sure. We're going to be following up with Jerry Madrigal again. Jerry is the one that we met in the first story who lost his toe. He also needs a kidney transplant because his kidneys are failing. And so we'll be touching base with him again. I've gone to a few of his doctor's appointments. And essentially, you know, here's a man who was working as a contractor, earning $350 a week and didn't have health insurance. And he is now facing these complications that he can't afford. And so most of his health care is paid for through Medicaid, but he has no idea how much this has cost. And when we delve into the story, we look at, okay, these costs affect people not only who are diagnosed, but also people who are covering the cost because they're taxpayers or because their insurance rates have gone up. And so we're going to take a look at the financial toll of diabetes through Jerry's eyes and how his health care is being covered by a vast number of people, all of us, really.
And one of the most powerful parts of this series, in addition to the data that you're looking at, are the stories that you're bringing us of these individuals, and they're just absolutely searing. These people who are clearly suffering, who are struggling to figure out what to do. And I was just watching one of the video of Susie Garcia this morning, and her friend who died, and she just had the tears, and then the father and the daughter who are struggling with their diabetes, and it's just such a horrible thing. And I just kind of wondered, is at this point, when you're about a quarter of the way through the series and you see so many struggles on the financial side, getting good classes, and just these personal struggles, are you finding any elements of hope regarding this story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things I've been struggling with personally is just trying not to get discouraged. It's very easy to get discouraged when you're looking at all of these really painful, traumatic stories that people have. So I've been trying really hard not to let that, you know, color my reporting or my feelings about things. I'm going to be going to Boston, Providence, in Atlantic City in March to take a look at some successful programs that have worked there and that have seen not only savings in the cost of chronic care, but also they've seen successes in people lowering their sugar levels and their complication rates. And I'm going to be taking a look at those to see, you know, is this something we can replicate here and maybe give people a little silver lining in all the darkness to say, like, listen, there are things that are out there that work, and here's how we could institute those same kind of programs here. I'm also really encouraged by the number of people that have come forward to share their stories. I mean, Susie's video is very painful to watch, and it's very difficult, but she has taken that experience and is using it to inform her own life. And she'll be riding in the first ever Tour de Cure, which is a race held by the American Diabetes Association. She'll be racing that in April. And so she's been training, and obviously that's helped out with her health as well. But it's also, you know, very encouraging to see that in all of this darkness, there can be some light.
And are you still looking for people to share their stories and to get involved in the project? And if so, how can they reach you?
I really encourage everyone to contact us, whether they have diabetes or they don't have diabetes, but it affects their life in some way. Looking for people whose family members have diabetes, or even people who care for those who have diabetes, home health care nurses, practitioners, all of that. And they can contact me at myersr@collar.org. www.thebrainfuel.com, or they can call me at the office at 361-886-3694. And I really encourage everyone to go online, too, because we've got lots of good resources, not just the really powerful stories that we have posted on there, but also recipes. This month, we'll put up a quiz live for people to take that they can determine what their risk level is for getting diabetes.
And we have been speaking with Rhiannon Myers, investigative reporter with the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Rhiannon, thank you for your time.
Thank you.